KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 2 degrees below zero, with a wind chill of 18 degrees below zero, as winds are out of the south southeast at around 10 miles per hour. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 a.m. today. We look for cloudy skies, a slight chance of light snow or flurries, in addition to what we've already had, and a high around 15. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Let's run down quickly the list of cancellations. Actually, these are late starts for most area schools this morning. Atlantic schools are 2 hours late, ACGC 2 hours late. Office is open there at 10 o'clock and classes start at 10:20 at Adair Casey Guthrie Center. AHSDW and Audubon are 2 hours late today. For Audubon, no morning preschool or morning activities. Bedford, Boyer Valley, Cam, also Coon Rapids, Bayard running 2 hours late. At CRB, the office is open at 10 a.m. today and classes start at 10:20. Creston and Denison have a 2 hour late start, no morning preschool for Denison. Exira, EHK, Griswold, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Lenox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and Panorama are all 2 hours late. Riverside is 2 hours late as well, and there's no morning preschool. The child watch will be on a normal time at Riverside. Slushwig is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Southwest Valley, West Central Valley, both 2 hours late and no morning preschool at West Central Valley. And Woodbine is 2 hours late. There's no Atlantic Little Lambs preschool for today. Atlantic Head Start will be 2 hours late. And Southwestern Community College is late this morning. They will open at 9 o'clock. In the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will announce their appointment of a person to fill a vacancy position for the Cass County Attorney's Office. Earlier this week, the board interviewed four candidates who had submitted their applications by the deadline. Robert Engler with the Cambridge Law Firm in Atlantic, Ann Rowling, a lawyer from Council Bluffs who owns her own law firm, Marty Sleister, an experienced trial attorney in criminal and juvenile law with the Sleister Law Firm in Fremont, Nebraska, and Vanessa Strazda, also she's a lawyer from Omaha, they interviewed this week. On Wednesday, the supervisors discussed those four applicants, and during their meeting, it was noted that all four were well qualified. One applicant is a current county resident. The other three noted that they would be able to establish residency by date of appointment. Therefore, the board determined that all four were eligible for appointment. After due consideration, the board reached a decision on whom they would choose to appoint tomorrow. That individual was reached by phone and offered the position and immediately accepted. The person appointed during the board's meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning will immediately succeed Michael Hooper, who Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on January 11th appointed as a judge in the 4th Judicial District. Following the appointment of a new county attorney on Friday, the board will act on a resolution to approve the number of and appointment of administrative assistants to the Cass County attorney. They'll also act to fill a vacancy term for a Cass County Township trustee, which is an appointed position. The Guthrie County town of Jamaica is set to appoint a new mayor after its previous mayor was arrested earlier this month on charges related to marijuana found growing in her basement. Acting Mayor Tim McDermott said that city leaders are expected to appoint a new mayor next Monday. McDermott says the former mayor, LaDonna Kennedy, submitted her resignation last week. Kennedy and her husband, 58-year-old Randy Kennedy, were arrested January 16th on various drug charges after Guthrie County Sheriff deputies who were searching for a suspect in a separate crime knocked on their door. The suspect wasn't found, but deputies called for a search warrant after smelling an overwhelming odor of raw marijuana coming from the home. Investigators say 18 marijuana plants, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia were found. The Atlantic Police Department reports four recent arrests. On Tuesday, 25-year-old Allison Gardner, 37-year-old Justin Lawton, and 27-year-old Devin Gardner, all of Atlantic, were arrested. Allison Gardner was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Lawton was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear in court, and Devin Gardner was arrested for driving while revoked. This past Sunday, 18-year-old Tyron Franks of Atlantic was arrested for gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. All four subjects were booked into the Cass County jail. A man from Ringgold County was arrested Wednesday afternoon on drug charges in Adams County following a traffic stop. When an Adams County deputy approached the vehicle, he could smell the odor of marijuana. The driver, 32-year-old Tyler Dean Gage of Kellerton, was arrested at around 2 p.m. for felony possession of meth, 18 grams, felony possession of marijuana, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI, second offense. His bond was set at $32,000. Inside the vehicle's emergency brake handle compartment, authorities found 18 grams of meth, 11 grams of marijuana, and a glass smoking device. Authorities say Gage was believed to be impaired but refused to give a urine sample. A man accused of killing a 16-month-old girl is scheduled to go on trial next week in Pottawatomie County. District court records say 23-year-old Javon Jennings has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. His trial is set to begin Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Jennings is accused of killing Jazlyn Harshberger, who was pronounced dead at a Council Bluffs apartment on April 19th of last year, after officers and medics were sent there to check on a report of an unresponsive child. Police say that Jennings was the sole caretaker of the girl when she was fatally injured. Her injuries included a broken left leg. In the funeral announcements, Donald Jorgensen, age 91, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Donald Jorgensen will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Elnora Nori G. Fetz, age 98, of Audubon, died January 23rd at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Nori Fetz will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Charles Turner, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday at his daughter's home near Maxwell. A visitation for Charles Turner will be held on February 10th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Catherine Ackerman, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Ackerman is currently pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.